The Torah Kedoshah begins the introduction, Sefer VeYikra, Parshas VeYikra, about bringing Kabbonis, uses an interesting wording, which is not the typical way the Torah writes and the Torah says. The Pasuk says, Adam ki Yakrev mikam karban. Usually the Pasuk uses the word Ish. Here it says, Adam ki Yakrev mikam karban. And I saw from the Sefer Imre Yehuda that the reason the Torah uses the word Adam rather than any other description, because the word Adam stands for Dvorim Ani Mevakesh. The Pasuk is teaching us, as we begin learning the Parsha of Kabbonis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when a person brings a carbon, is not looking for a person to bring an animal, to spend money on an animal, to spend money on a carbon. That is not the goal of the bringing of a carbon. The goal of the bringing of the carbon is Dvar Mani Mavakesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see, is this carbon inspiring us to do better, to be better? And if that's what the carbon is there for, then the purpose of bringing the carbon has been achieved. But if a person just brings a carbon and it doesn't change him, and it doesn't inspire him, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not looking for that carbon. And furthermore, the Pasuk is speaking to a time as in which we live in, where unfortunately we no longer have a Beis HaMikdash. And the Torah is telling us that even in a time we won't have a Beis HaMikdash, we are not prevented from getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dvarim ani mevakesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what I seek from you is to become close to me, to recognize me and to realize me, and then you will have achieved what the carbon achieves, even in a time when there are no kabbonis. The Pasuk indeed says, V'yikra al-Moshe v'dabay Hashem elov, ma'oyed ma'oyed lemer, Adam ki yakim kem kabbon la'Hashem, min ha-behema, min ha-baka, min ha-tzoyin, takrivu es kabboncham. And the Pasuk mentions many times, Yaakov Oysel Ritzoyno Fnei Hashem, that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking as we bring the carbon, it should be Ritzoynoi, it should be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be satisfied. Moreover, everybody, the Baal HaTurim points out that in the Sefer Torah, as we have this first word of this parasha, V'yikra, the aleph of the word V'yikra is a small aleph, and there must be a reason for it. There are two interesting medrashim on this pasuk. One medrash quotes the pasuk in Tehillim Perikuf Gimel, pasuk Chof, Baruch Hashem Malachav, Giborei Kayach, Oisei Dvaroi L'shmoya B'kol Dvaroi. The pasuk refers to the fact that Klai Yisrael were great in their proclaiming Nasiv Nishma, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us the Torah. Why is that, and how is that connected to this parasha of Kabbonis? And there's another medrash. The medrash says, a pasuk that we say whenever we say Kedusha, Hahu diksiv kar zeh al zeh v'omar. And again, what does that pasuk have to do with the inyan, with the parasha of Kabbonis? So the Sefer Ginza Yisrael from the Chart Kvar Rebbe explains that, as we've been saying, the point of bringing a carbon is for a person to recognize that what's happening to this animal should have happened to him. And that will cause the person to realize that his behavior was not the way it was supposed to be, that he isn't where he's supposed to be. And that will cause him to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will cause him to break his arrogance, break his bad traits, his bad midas, his bad characteristics, and become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He explains this fundamental understanding of what a carbon represents was the root of the mistake that Cain made when he brought his carbon. Cain brought a carbon to Hashem, but Cain brought from what grew from the earth. Cain did not want to bring an animal, because Cain recognized that when you bring an animal as a carbon, you're recognizing that what should have happened to what happening to this animal should happen to you. And Cain wasn't ready to take on that life. Cain thought that what he's doing when he's bringing a carbon is that he's bringing a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the pasuk says, "Kamichas kain la shava." Kadosh Baruch Hu wasn't interested. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need our gifts. Hevel understood that the purpose of the carbon is not to be a car, to be a gift to Hashem. Rather, he brought me b'chayris tzaynoy b'chalbeim. And as the pasuk says about the carbon that Hevel bought, the pasuk says, "Hevi gam hu." He brought himself. And that's why he continues to say, we know that a carbon, as we've been describing, has to be an animal. The only person who is exempt from bringing a carbon, which is an animal, is actually a poor person that under certain circumstances, he could bring a carbon mincha, flour and oil, instead of bringing an animal. Because a poor person who's broken, who's not living this life of arrogance, is a person who already has the proper frame of mind that the carbon is there to bring us to. And therefore, he doesn't need the animal to learn that lesson. He could be accomplished with bringing a carbon mincha. And that is the reason why forever, kol oisik b'tayrus chatas ki l'hikrav chatas, if a person sits down and learns parashas v'yikra, if a person learns, say, the kachim, and absorbs the lesson of the carbon, then he will be like he's bringing a carbon. And that's what, as we said before, the Torah says, Dvarcha, Dvarim ani mivakesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need our animal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs our attitude. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs us to recognize where we are and where we should be. The Gemara Masechta Chulin that pay tests on an Aleph says, Godl Mashanem b'Moshe v'Aaron, greater is what it says in the Torah regarding the humbleness, the modesty of Moshe v'Aaron, Mimashanem b'Avram Avinu. Avram k'siv v'noichi ofer v'efer. And b'Moshe Aaron k'siv v'nachnu ma. And all the Mepharshim have such difficulty in trying to understand the Gemara. Is the purpose of the Gemara to denigrate the modesty of Avram Avinu? What does the pasuk want to do? What is the Gemara trying to accomplish by saying that the anova of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron was greater than the anova of Avram? So the Ginza Yisrael explains that the purpose of the pasuk is very different of that Maimah Chazal. The purpose of that Maimah Chazal is to teach us. The purpose of that Maimah Chazal is to teach us that the anova of Moshe Rabbeinu accomplished so much more than the anova of Avram Avinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, not only was he an anov, but he was able to inspire the rest of Klal Yisrael to become humble. Whereas Avram Avinu, anoichi ofer ve'efer, Avram Avinu realized that he is nothing compared to Hashem. But he wasn't able to convey and inspire that message to everyone else. And the reason is because Moshe Rabbeinu lived in a time where Klal Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma. Klal Yisrael, as they were receiving the Torah, were at a point where they were ready to absorb that lesson of recognizing who Hashem was and who they were. Avram Avinu didn't live in a time of Kabbalah Satira, and therefore he didn't have that ability to inspire in that way. So now everything is understood. The Torah begins the parasha with the Yikra, with that small aleph, to teach us that the lesson of a carbon is the lesson of the small aleph. The lesson of the carbon is to teach a person who we are and what we are in comparison to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore the Medrash brings down the pasuk that references Nasa V'Nishma. To say that when Klal Yisrael are at the point of Nasa V'Nishma, they're at the point that they could be modest and humble. The Medrash brings the pasuk of Akar Zel Vazeh, and the Targum on the pasuk of Akar Zel Vazeh says, Umekablim Dein Midein. The Malachim who say Kedusha are people who are Malachim who could receive and learn from the others. When we are people of Nasiv and Nishma, when we are people who are mekablim dein midein, that we're ready to learn one from the other, then we are people of that Vesol, that small Aleph of Vayikra. And when we are at that point in our life and in that point in the way we live, then we are ready to learn the lesson of Kabbonis, the lesson of Anova, the lesson of recognizing that what happening to this animal should be happening to us, and that how we should realize the Chesed Hashem, and that we should bring, as Hevel said, Gamhu, we should bring ourselves closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.